98 FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And right now we have your chance to get in somewhere dark and cool as we give you the chance to get your hands on some IMC cinema passes. You can be off to the movies on us, nicely air conditioned for the weekend that's in it. If you send us your little win in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98, your little win can be absolutely anything at all. The other week somebody told us that their little win was that their chicken fillet roll was just chef's kiss.
I love when you get something that's just exactly as you'd hope.
Yeah, or like when you go to a deli counter, speaking of chicken fillet rolls, and you're pointing at the thing you want and they pick up the exact jambon you'd your eye on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your little win is that you're going to have a barbecue this weekend. Perhaps your little win is that you just bought a fan for the bedroom and you're nice and cool at night. Maybe you were off to see the Dubs versus Kerry this weekend at Croke Park. Or perhaps you and your pals are off to Club 98 at Bewley's tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Maybe your little win is like Miriam's.
My little win is today is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Miriam, congratulations.
Congrats, Miriam. I think we figured out that it was tin or aluminium.
Aluminium for your 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
I'm 3 years married in August. Apparently, it's leather.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you due a nice bag?
I was going to say a new pair of loafers or a nice handbag. I'll put it on the wish list.
Lovely
but Miriam,
stuff.
Congratulations. Get in touch on 0877 98 98 98. Send us a WhatsApp voice note. We'll send you out some IMC cinema passes. Brendan, what is your little win this morning?
My little win this morning is that we're doing something really fun later on this afternoon. And for that, I felt I needed to look good.
Yeah.
We're filming something.
Sorry, and I hate being these people.
No, I know, yeah.
Meetings, hashtag
yeah,
meetings.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're doing something really fun later on and you'll find out what it is like later. I didn't want to tan.
Yes.
You'll have seen the last time I did my tan, I did it quite badly around the hands area.
I didn't think it was bad.
I know it wasn't.
It wasn't great.
Anyway, so yesterday I was in town and I needed a mouthwash and I picked up a bottle of, you know, like the gradual tan.
Yes.
So I put that on.
Lovely.
Now, you might probably think I still look like Casper, but I think...
No, you don't look like Casper.
I think that looks really...
Yeah, it's very natural.
Natural.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, is it like you wouldn't know?
Good for you.
I'd rather less than, you know, too much.
Mm.
Yeah. So my little win is that I'm not too pasty and I'm also not orange.
Yeah.
I'm nicely in the middle.
You have a lovely summer glow.
Well, I think that might be literally the name of the bottle.
I also feel as well the gradual tan doesn't stank.
No, it doesn't.
The way some other tans
do.
Yeah,
no, it's not as bad.
Like I do be smelling like biscuits getting into the bed. And in that heat...
You couldn't possibly. So my little win is that I have a summer glow. What is yours?
I was in the supermarket yesterday and I didn't know what I wanted for my dinner, right?
Yeah.
And I went over to the freezer aisle and there were spicy potato wedges on offer.
Oh.
Delicious. And I'm not even joking, I have not had a spicy potato wedge for a very long time.
Yeah.
I honestly can't remember the last time I cooked potato wedges for dinner in my house.
Yeah.
So I stuck a few of them in the air fryer, had a lovely salad, few other bits, and it was chef's kiss.
I'm delighted for you.
And there's a bit of a kick off.
Yeah, a bit of a kick, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
A potato wedge, guys. That is my little
That's
win.
That's a bit of a throwback,
and
isn't
this
it?
Is a, you know, example of how your little win really, really can be anything.
Yes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
One of our favourite moments of the morning where we get to hear what's good in your life. Lynn is in Glasnevin. You're on 98 FM. Lynn, how are you?
Good morning.
Lynn, you're up early. Tell us, what is your little win?
My little win was rather than turning over at 5:30 when the alarm went off, I got up and done a gym class.
Lynn, fair play. Yeah. Sorry, that is some amount of motivation. And it's a great time to go to the gym because it gets very hot later on in the day.
That's true.
Oh, indeed, yeah, 100%.
What kind of gym class did you do, Lynn?
It was a very hard gym class.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
When we walked in, seeing the tough trainer where you can't hide, Carol.
Oh, no, no.
But you know what? They push it to your limit and you just get fitter.
Done and dusted now.
100%, yeah.
That's it. You can have a barbecue for lunch, Lynn, and dinner.
And then how are you feeling now afterwards? Would you recommend now everyone just get up a little bit earlier and get it done?
Oh yeah, get it out of the way and get yourself set up for today.
I'm sorry, it sounds like you're a very fit fam. What's going on in Kerry at the weekend?
Oh, the other half is doing a half Ironman in Waterville in Kerry, so we're heading down to support him tomorrow.
What's involved in a half Ironman?
As far as I know, it's nearly a 2k swim, it's a 90k on the bike, and then it's a half marathon at the end.
Yeah, good luck and good night, Lynn.
Lynn,
fair play to you and to your other half. Thanks so much for sharing your little win.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Lynn.
Bye. Oh my gosh, motivation we all need. And we also have Kian and Drumcondra on the line. Kian, what's the crack? You're on 98FM.
Good morning, guys. How's things? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Kian, what's your little win?
My little win is that I went paddleboarding last night with my friend in Skerries, and it was honestly one of the best experiences of my life.
Go on. What is paddleboarding?
So it's basically like a giant surfboard.
Yeah.
You have a little ankle bracelet around your ankle, and you just get a paddle. If you're brave, you can stand up. We were brave. We stood up.
You were brave. Well done.
Yeah, just float out to sea and just enjoy the scenery.
Kian, I'm just having a look at the photo you sent in of that sunset and of you and your pal standing on top of the paddleboard. It's like something out of a movie.
Oh, it was breathtaking. No, I fell in 5 minutes after that.
Yeah, but that won't make it to Instagram, Kian. Now, put up the nice photo of you watching the sunset.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It was honestly one of the best experiences ever. I felt like it was a quality breeze.
Oh my gosh. Like, guys, Ireland in the sun, nowhere
I'm
better.
I'm telling you, nowhere
Kian, thank
better.
You for sharing your little win.
No problem, have a good
have
day.
A
Cheers,
weekend.
Kian, have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye. And here is Rachel in Ballyfermot.
My little win is that tomorrow I am heading out with my friends. We haven't been out for drinks since before Christmas. One of them had a baby. So, yeah. I can't wait. That's my little win.
Oh, Rachel, you're going to have a fab day out with the gals. Gals on tour.
The crack. And again, the weather.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of glamour.
A Robo Hoover.
And Matchy Marco.
98FM.
Buongiorno and welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is the chaos that is Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this before, all you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. You have to say the same three words as us and you'll win yourself some amazing prizes. Here is Matchy Marco with all the details.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan.
Oh, hello.
Can you smell that?
Oh.
It smells like a winning Friday on Matchy Matchy. Win this amazing barbecue. Choose your favorite gig with this ticket voucher and you will have spotless floors with this robot vacuum. Let's see who could be winning right now on Matchy Matchy.
Matchy Marco, thank you so much and good morning to Sarah and Luke. And Sarah, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Sarah. You're already back from walking the dog.
Already back from walking the dog, yeah. So he's gone to sleep for the rest of the day, probably.
What kind of dog is it and what's his name?
I have a French bulldog and his name is Ralph.
Ralph! How adorable. Now, do you have an Instagram account for Ralph, Sarah?
No.
Did you ever consider setting one up for him?
I might do.
Do it. What are the plans for the weekend, Sarah? The weather's looking fab.
Go to work soon and then maybe barbecue tomorrow. Just relax.
Yeah, fab. That sounds brilliant. Sarah, have you thought about now who you'd like to play with Matchy Matchy?
I have, and I think I'm going to go with Brendan.
He's
Sarah,
off to the
thank
moon.
Thank you so much. A Friday trip.
Brendan, enjoy yourself. He's over the moon, Sarah.
Good, good.
Bring me back something nice, will you? Okay, Brendan's off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this Friday morning. Sarah and Luke, in your first word, corn.
Flakes.
Corn flakes. Your second word, brain.
Brain freeze.
And your third word, church.
Church. Bell.
So we have corn flakes, brain freeze, and church bell. Sarah, are you happy to lock those in?
I feel like Brendan could be a bit rogue on the church one. but yeah, no, we lock them in. I don't want to think about it too much.
We're locking them in. Let's get that rogue back from the soundproof booth. Little rascal, so he is. Hello. Oh, you have the legs out. You have the legs out. Good for you.
A pair of shorts and the saffron boots. So I just popped them on.
You just did a switchy switchy on Matchy Matchy.
I need to show off the holiday glow that I stuck on the legs.
Okay, Brendan. First word this Friday morning in Matchy Matchy. Corn.
Mmm. Corn. I'm between two. I'm going to say Cornwall.
Your second word, brain.
Freeze.
And your third word, church.
Church. Church. Bell.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Sarah in Lucan? Guys,
Sarah,
well,
so sorry.
Two out of three.
Oh no, really?
What is going on?
Did we
again?
Both say Cornwall?
No, you did not.
Right.
No, sorry.
I never heard of a Cornwall before. What is
it? It's a place
it's
in the UK.
It's a place in England. Did you say corn dog?
Oh, Cornwall, corn, the place. Okay.
Sarah said Brendan. Corn flakes.
Oh, Sarah, that's genius.
It's so hard when you're
I'm
on the spot
so
sometimes.
Sorry.
Cornwall's meant to be fabulous, but Sarah went for cornflakes, yeah. And you both said brain freeze and you both said church bell.
Sarah, cornflakes is so brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Brendan. Cornwall's desperate.
Sarah, we're so sorry we didn't do it. We hope that yourself and Ralph have a lovely weekend.
Oh,
and we'll send
thanks,
you a goodie bag.
You too.
Yeah, have
great.
A great
thanks,
weekend,
brilliant.
Sarah. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.
I love
bye.
A cornflake now. Just thinking about it. Cornflakes.
Now that she says it, it's so obvious.
Simple cornflakes.
No, I don't like
and
them.
And full
no,
fat
they,
milk. No, cold
go,
milk.
They go too soggy too quickly.
You eat them very fast.
You have to eat them at the speed
very
of light.
Fast. It wasn't to be this morning. Maybe you're listening right now. And would you have said Cornwall?
I was between Cornwall and corn dog. I've never had a corn dog.
I think
what
we were talking about corn dogs today because the 4th of July.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go!
98FM's Big Breakfast. Yeah.
This is our newest game on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Your chance to win a €500 flight voucher if you can tell us who's laughing now.
And good morning to Gary in Lusk, who's playing first. Gary, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you getting on?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Gary. Are you enjoying all this lovely weather?
Yes.
Oh?
I hear, I love to complain about the weather. I love to complain when it's too hot, too cold, when it's raining.
Goldilocks.
So I feel like we have to enjoy it because when it's in the depths of winter and we're freezing and it's miserable and it's cold and dark, so yes, I am thoroughly enjoying the weather at the moment.
Absolutely, but it's very, very warm, Gary. Come here, what are you doing for the weekend? Any nice plans?
What am I doing for the weekend? I've had a bit, work has been busy, so I'm taking it very easy this weekend.
Okay.
Very easy. Lots of chill, lots of nice food, lots of maybe sitting on the outdoor couch rather than the indoor couch.
Lovely,
gorgeous.
If you win this €500 flight voucher right now, what would you spend it on?
Definitely flights. the two of us have our eyes on heading away in August, maybe to Barcelona or somewhere sunny for a few days.
Gorgeous.
That'll be a nice little treat for us.
Brilliant stuff. Gary, tell us, who's laughing now?
I think it's Cher.
Is it Cher?
The first female guest we've had.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary, it's not.
Okay.
Gary, thanks for playing.
No holiday for me this year, so.
Not just yet, Gary. Not yet.
I'll give it a go again.
Gary, thanks for listening.
Gary.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Cheers. And good morning to Audrey, who's in Finglas. You're on 98FM. Audrey, how are you?
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Brendan. How's things?
Oh, very good. Everything's great, Audrey. I have to say now, we've been loving the weather. Have you been out sunning yourself?
Well, if I could get out of the office, I'd sun myself. But, it's fab.
The weather's been amazing.
Yeah.
Any nice plans for the weekend?
There's a barbecue planned in my parents, I think.
Fab.
But other than that, it'll be a fairly chilled weekend and try and get out in the sun.
Nice when someone else is hosting the barbecue. You know, you can just turn up, have a great time and leave again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Audrey, let's get down to business. Who do you think is laughing now?
I think it's Jamie Dornan.
Is it Jamie Dornan? Oh, Audrey, it's not.
That was a great guess.
We don't know who this is either. It's driving us as mad as it is you. Yeah, Audrey, it's not Jamie Dornan. Thanks for playing, though. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
It's not Cher, and it's not Jamie Dornan.
No, it's not.
If you think you know who is laughing now, if you would like to win that €500 flight voucher and come on air any day next week, just WhatsApp LAUGH to 0877 98 98 98. And if you have a bit of time over the weekend when you're sunning yourself out having a barbecue, have a look at 98fm.com/LAUGH and see all the incorrect guesses made so far.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about our favourite, Neil the Seal.
Yeah, he's on the way. Up first this morning, though. The dust has just about settled on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's gaudy wedding in New York.
I knew you weren't a fan of the peach drapes.
The peach drapes, did they build a castle inside the stadium? Well, we still don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Well, some fans just won't be able to let it go, and they don't have to.
Oh.
A New York City artist has collected rubbish from the
Of course.
He's collected rubbish from the streets outside Madison Square Garden, where the couple threw a gaudy party last weekend. Peach, really? Yeah. This is the very 1980s.
No, but apparently peach is making a comeback.
What's the colour of the peach year? Peach drink, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Is it the colour of the year, peach?
No, last year I'm pretty sure peach was.
Well, I'm definitely too late there.
Sorry, this man was collecting rubbish outside Madison Square.
Artiste, darling.
Artiste, sorry.
Not a man, he's an artiste. Justin Gignac, of course he is. Justin Gignac is his name. He picked up all sorts of nonsense off the streets and then popped tiny collections into small clear Perspex cubes.
Right.
He's calling them pocket garbage.
Very creative.
And after he used all the right tags online, he ended up selling out of the mini ones in just 24 hours. So a small one.
One man's trash.
Literally. So a small one, it's like it's a tiny cube and he's just got like, I don't know, the wrapper of a Twix and whatever in there. Selling for $25. So he sold out of those. He's still got some of the big ones left. They're $100.
Oh.
Justin's been explaining what exactly he picked up off the ground.
Well, I went around the streets only at night when the city's the dirtiest, of course, and less people are looking at me. And I would find everything from, you know, Greek coffee cups and beer cans and Metro cards and, you know, anything that you would see around on the streets.
Now, does he do this anyway or did he do this specifically for the wedding?
I get the impression that he might potentially do it anyway.
Like, great. That's PR for his art.
Would you buy? Let's not say her tears. So, yeah, I was going to say this. Didn't somebody sell the tears that they cried at one of her gigs?
Yeah, and the rain.
And they caught the rain.
Yeah.
Someone else, I think, jarred some air. And didn't somebody, am I making this up, take the contact lenses out of their own head? And try to sell them.
That rings a bell now.
Doesn't it?
Sales during the Eras tour. Yeah.
Is there anyone, you know, in the world who you love that you'd buy rubbish from the street outside them getting married?
No.
No, fair enough.
There's no one. There is not a single person on the planet.
Fair.
Who I would buy their rubbish.
What about Neil the Seal?
I do have a soft spot for this creature.
In case you missed us chatting about him the other week, Neil is a gigantic southern elephant seal who's been causing absolute chaos on the Australian island of Tasmania.
I saw a video of him the other day.
No, lads, if you haven't seen Neil the Seal on the internet, we cannot describe how big he is, right? He's 5 years old, and each year he's only five, and each year
is he going to get bigger?
Three times the size, right? Each year when he starts molting, he has to leave the water and get to dry land. Mm. So for 5 years, Neil the Seal's been going back to the exact same town where he thinks he's a, you know, a dainty little guest.
Oh, he thinks he's the sheriff.
Yeah, he does. But really, he's more like a bull in a china shop. Neil currently weighs more than 1,000 kilos. and he's been arguing with signposts, blocking people's driveways, and body slamming parked cars.
That you'd be raging if it was yours. Imagine. But it's just outrageous.
He's also, take a listen to this, been chasing people up the street.
I would actually be terrified.
No, he's terrifying looking. I think it was a local mayor described Neil as a boisterous teenager. Very much become a local celeb. One that some people love and others are petrified of. Well, everyone in Hobart can breathe a sigh of relief this morning and get out of their driveways unblocked, because Neil the Seal has returned to the sea.
Has he?
He's finished molting.
Oh no!
However, wildlife experts
what
warn...
What are you going to talk about Brendan's bit now?
Oh God, this is dried up. Wildlife experts warn Neil will be back next year. Thankfully for me. And this segment. However, they've warned he will be three times the size.
Oh my gosh.
And lads, if you haven't seen Neil, just Google him.
Oh
honestly,
my gosh, he brings us joy.
He does. And something for me to talk about in these quiet summer months.
Get up. 98 FM. Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.